This is GQDN for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. Did I say Audible? I think I did. I don't know. I got a lot of things going on in my head. Like Power World. Like Ian Hesicostas in the show. Yeah. And happy College Football 27 Day. But we're going to begin today with a little bit of hardware. WindowsCentral.com did say that Windows now uses AI to help and fix the vulnerabilities, but they're not going to replace the people. So they are deploying M-Dash across the Windows to discover issues earlier and draft fixes faster. So that way they can do some better security updates. That way they can protect against the attackers. The development represents the arms race of AI that is now being used a lot to find some vulnerabilities in modern tech. Hacker News had it. Because hackers can use AI to take advantage of the vulnerabilities, and they can be weaponized. So those that use PCs for video games, especially now, yeah, that could be a thing. But it's not just the discovery that was sped up. The reverse engineering security flaws have now a quicker process because of the AI, which means the attackers can find flaws quickly and take advantage of them before the traditional methods could actually take effect. So that's where M-Dash comes in. M-Dash is known as the multi-model agentic scanning harness, and that's a scale across all Windows. So Pevin Devoli, EVP of the Windows and Devices at Microsoft, did share a blog post, and he said, quote, "The fastest way to reduce customer exposure is to find issues before attackers can use them. Windows is expanding its ability across the platform to find issues earlier, accelerate engineering work to fix them, strengthen validation, and deliver timely, high-quality updates that keep customers protected," end quote. So they'll be using AI to identify the potential flaws, and then will help with the fixes and scale the discovery across the code base of Windows, so that way Microsoft can roll out some protection to customers. Microsoft will expand the use of AI for scanning and providing other parts of the company. But when Microsoft announced 4,800 layoffs across the company, the leaders did emphasize that the eliminated roles were not being replaced by AI. People across a wide range of sectors were concerned about the automation taking human jobs. And the approach of Microsoft is to use a scan for issues and streamline the selection process of candidates across the represents AI helping people rather than replacing workers. They did talk about the improving internal systems and practices. DeVorley did say, quote, "That means using AI to help identify potential issues earlier in the development process while relying on human expertise to evaluate findings, make risk-based decisions, and ensure fixes meet the quality bar customers expect." Will that help? We'll keep our eyes on it. We are hopeful. But now we go to Sony World. According to Eurogamer.net, Sony and Bungie did settle with the ex-Marathon director because of the, quote, "predatory behavior, bringing $200 million of wrongful dismissal lawsuit to a close." And that was the ex-Marathon director, Christopher Barrett, who had announced a settlement that had reached with Sony and Bungie because he sued both companies for wrongful dismissal, claiming they had, quote, "deliberately destroyed his reputation by falsely and publicly insinuating he had engaged in sexual misconduct," end quote. Barrett's departure from Bungie was reported back in March 2024, amid the word of a leadership shakeup in the studio. But Bloomberg's Jason Schreier did later write that after he spoke with some of those involved, that Barrett was fired following an internal investigation, and that went to accusations of inappropriate behavior filed by at least 8 female employees. At that time, Barrett did talk to the publication, quote, "I never understood my communications to be unwarranted, and I would have never thought they could possibly have made anyone feel uncomfortable. If anyone ever felt that way after their interaction with me, I'm truly sorry." End quote. 3 months later, Barrett filed a $200 million lawsuit for wrongful dismissal, and he accused the companies of destroying his reputation, both falsely and publicly, saying that they had investigated him and saying that he had engaged in sexual misconduct. Do note, we do not approve of any sexual misconduct as a part of the Don Forge podcasts. This is a report. Because Barrett did also say that the investigation was a sham and a scheme that was designed to, quote, deflect attention away from Sony and Bungie's massive business failures, end quote. And was so orchestrated that the companies would avoid paying him almost $50 million where he was owed under his employment agreement. But he also did insist that he, quote, did not do anything remotely resembling gross misconduct or cause as defined in the retention agreements and had a spotless 25 years track record at Bungie, end quote. Now, Sony did respond with a list of Barrett's alleged predatory behavior, and they had unearthed some stuff during the investigation where the legal team did quickly rebuff. Proceedings ran around in December 2025 when the Delaware Court of Chancery dismissed the case, citing lack of jurisdiction. But Barrett refiled the suit in Delaware Superior Court in January this year, and now, 6 months later, the case has been settled by all parties. Here's what Barrett did say in a social media post yesterday. Quote, "I am pleased to share that Sony, Bungie, and I have reached an agreement to resolve the lawsuit. The outcome is one I am very satisfied with, and I am grateful to everyone who stood by me. Closing this chapter allows me to focus my attention on what's next on my gaming journey, and I look forward to what lies ahead," end quote. But Barrett was also part of a joint statement from all the parties. Quote, "The litigation between Sony Interactive Entertainment, Bungie, and Christopher Barrett has been settled. For 25 years, Mr. Barrett contributed to some of Bungie's most successful games. Mr. Barrett was the original game director for Marathon, and his name has been added to the game's credits to reflect that," end quote. Now, Bungie is still mired in controversy because of the layoffs last month, and that did affect 292 studio employees. But that impacted most of Bungie's Destiny 2 team, and the game's final update was in June, as well as an undisclosed number of Marathon developers and the support staff. Bungie previously laid off 100 employees in 2023, and cut 220 jobs after that. So, like I said, happy College Football 27 release day, because it is now live via HardcoreGamer.com, and you can experience the new layout that's happened. Dynasty was overhauled, and there's a full-size player pictures that add to the weekly stories. And compared to last year, it's a lot cleaner than that, along with the new Dimension 2 recruiting, and NIL is in there. So now you got to recruit from within to not lose players. But there seems to be a problem with it. Via Vice.com, there is a microtransaction backlash because EA has responded to players threatening to boycott the game over the new Dynasty Mode microtransactions. The publisher did confirm that it added monetization to College Football 27, but EA may not be rolling it back at launch. So according to the sports YouTuber Bordeaux, the publisher sent content creators and influencers a statement acknowledging the microtransactions added to College Football 27's single-player modes. However, the YouTuber claimed that EA is not likely to remove the new monetization as of the game's launch. Here's what Bordeaux did say. Quote, "EA has responded, but sounds like they're going to stand firm for now and double down on the changes with microtransactions. They're also using creators to push their messaging without making a statement themselves or addressing anything," end quote. Bordeaux did criticize the EA, saying that the core coach progressions College Football 27 did remain unchanged when it moved the fast and faster options for players to control speed when they get XP. Now, I should point out that EA has not made an announcement on the College Football 27 social media accounts. And Bordeaux and other content creators who claim the publisher sent them a response sheet that if the response says EA would be continuing to monitor the community feedback regarding the microtransactions. EA could also release an official blog post about the issue today, but the players are not happy about it, and so are some of the developers, because the players are not the only ones that are unhappy about the microtransactions. Because of a report that was provided by Insider Gaming, several developers who worked on the game were, quote, livid, end quote, over the new microtransactions. Here's what one of them did say, quote, many developers working on College Football 27 who knew about the implementation for months were livid. Even the player response that has happened was expected, and there was a worry that from at least some of those who spoke that it would be loudest it's ever been, end quote. So, yep, that is going on. But don't worry, at least there's World of Warcraft. PC Gamer did say that the game director, Ian Hisakostas, did say that the UI overhaul has been successful, but it's not yet perfect. So now they're still talking about the UI mods, add-ons, with the idea that you probably shouldn't make your games look like an airplane dashboard designed by a drunk person just to play a video game. So in a recent interview with PC Games N, the game director Ian Hisakostas did affirm that Blizzard's choice to revoke the add-ons author's access to combat information, with some exceptions. He said, quote, I know this may be a controversial statement, but I will say that, overall, the new UI has been successful so far. It's not done. It's not perfect. There's some more work to go, and we're continuing to undertake that work, end quote. Now, Blizzard also did say that there was some designing the encounters with an add-on-less world in mind. The raid encounter in Midnight's First Season, Crown of the Cosmos, had a debuff called Null Corona that needed to be dispelled. However, because the studio made changes, made it impossible to track the spells. Healers were forced to squint at their party members' health bars to find a tiny purple JPEG. But that was hotfixed. But that wasn't the only issue. The homegrown DPS meter, what PC Gamer is saying, is that it could be better, because it missed a huge amount of functionality that, when there was a meter add-ons before, there was a step back pretty much every metric. And Blizzard isn't working on it. But it's easy to feel salty about sweeping a lack of convenience. For the quote, I think that, by and large, the vast majority of people are completing the same level of content that they were before, and far more are doing it without feeling like they need to seek out external tools. There have been some exceptions that were the community that has figured out ways making some conventional logic work, and we didn't want to keep breaking things in the middle of a patch, end quote. Now, Acostas did say that patch 12.1 should iron out a lot of those kinks. Further, quote, the patch 12.1 update has what we think is a more comprehensive overhaul of the security backend of our add-on interface, which should make it a little easier for add-on authors to write add-ons, but also close some of the loopholes we've seen pop up here and there. Alongside that, we're continuing to improve our base user interface, end quote. We shall see what happens. Oh, it's also happy Power World Day. And Power World did reach 40 million people, according to GameSub.com, during the 1.0 launch. And yes, they did. So if you don't already have the game, it's 30% off on the Steam Summer Sale. You might want to get it quickly, because it is out today, or will be out today, at 8:30 in the West, 11:30 in the East of the U.S. today. And there might be some new pals to go with it, so go enjoy it. I did an early access. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.